New guidelines have been released to help HIV-infected people get on treatment and stay on it. The recommendations appear in the Annals of Internal Medicine. The 37 guidelines were developed by a panel of experts at the International Association of Physicians in AIDS Care, or IAPAC. Co-chair Dr. John Nushega is a scientist at the Johns Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health and a professor of medicine at South Africa's Stellenbosch University.
This guideline been somewhat long overdue. We realized that after 30 years of HIV/AIDS, we still have patients with problem of taking their tablet at prescribed schedule, which obviously tends to make them sick, get hospitalized, and die.
He says the guidelines are designed to help both the patient and the healthcare provider. Not taking antiretroviral drugs as prescribed can allow HIV to come back even stronger.
The consequence is the virus keep multiplying, and the multiplication lead to drug resistance. You end up having drugs which no longer work. You need to rely on even more complex and costly drugs, which in some region of the world are not available. So it's really problematic.
Newer antiretrovirals have made HIV/AIDS more of a chronic disease in many developed countries. Nevertheless, the Centers for Disease Control says even in the United States, many people fail to take advantage of treatment. It says only 69% of HIV-positive persons enter care, and only 59% remain in care. What's more, only 28% of Americans living with HIV have received enough treatment to have undetectable viral loads in their blood. Recent studies have shown that treatment is also prevention.
Someone who takes this tablet correctly is less likely to transmit the virus to his partner.
The recommendations include intensive outreach programs to help ensure those diagnosed with HIV get into treatment programs. There would also be systematic monitoring of patients on whether they're adhering to their treatment. Education and counseling programs are recommended so patients understand the importance of regularly scheduled doses. The guidelines also call for screening, managing, and treatment of depression and other mental illnesses, as well as pediatric and adolescent-focused therapeutic support.
We hope to update this recommendation every 2-3 years, obviously because as more data are found, we can update our recommendation.
The International Association of Physicians in AIDS Care and the U.S. National Institutes of Health jointly sponsored the recommendations. Joe DiCapua, VOA News, Washington.